A little news this morning, just crossing the wires. The final third quarter GDP number is a shrinkage of the U.S. economy by half of a percentage point, and consumer spending shrank by 3.8% in the third quarter. That's the latest statistics. It's affecting the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average in the futures predicts a flat to negative opening this morning on the last day of trading before Christmas, full day of trading before Christmas. So you know OPEC, all right, the oil-producing exporting countries, but GECF, how about that, Gas Exporting Countries Forum, and it's a name you might want to remember. But in the same month that OPEC has had trouble defending its price of oil, a production cut produced a drop in the price of oil as opposed to an increase, which is normally the case. Gas producers are getting together to discuss what they might do to perhaps consolidate the price of gas and enforce more of a sense of solidarity in the trading of gas, a very important fossil fuel that's traded all over the world and used all over the world. Joining us to discuss the implications of the Gas Exporting Countries Forum, GECF, is Chris Weaver, who's the chief strategist at the Moscow-based Uralseb Capital firm. He joins us from London. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So the Gas Exporting Countries Forum, led by Russia, and I want to talk about some of the other members who are in this forum in a moment, but the forum has suggested that it doesn't want to use OPEC as a model, that it's much more loosely interested in price consolidation. What do you think the agenda of the Gas Exporting Countries Forum is right now?
Well, I think right now the agenda is to create a group to coordinate in higher levels of investment into developing the gas product as a more significant part of global energy. You know, any thoughts of using it as a, you know, OPEC-style structure to control price or production, that's just not realistic right now because the gas market is far too small and it's too fragmented. Clearly, obviously, people will worry that eventually it might evolve into that, but we're a long way from there at this point. Certainly from Moscow's objective, they see an opportunity to, if you like, to push the gas as a major source of global energy in the future, because we all know, of course, the great concern about oil, about the future supply of oil and the future pricing of oil, and countries are looking at possibility of major investment into, say, a clean coal or nuclear power. So this is kind of a window of opportunity, particularly for Russia, to try and push greater level of investments into developing gas as a bigger part of global energy, and that, of course, then, you know, to if you like, would improve Russia's position in the global energy market as well.
So it's more of a demand push kind of forum where you're trying to encourage demand as opposed to enforcing some sense of price based on constraints on supply. Gas is very expensive to produce. Is that likely to get better in the future, or is that stabilizing?
Well, that's one of the objectives of this forum, because one of the reasons why gas is expensive to produce is because there isn't a great deal of coordination in investment, and technologies generally are poor. So one of the objectives of putting this forum together, or at least to more formalizing the structure, is to, if you like, is to create a forum where countries such as Russia and Qatar and other producers can pool their resources, as it were, and develop new technologies and bring down the cost of producing gas and make much more of it available in the form of LNG, more portable, more global. So that's certainly one of the objectives, is to bring the cost down, to increase the volume, essentially to make gas a viable alternative to nuclear and clean coal.
And indeed, that's been suggested here in the United States. T. Boone Pickens talks about using gas, liquefied natural gas, as a source of transportation fuel to replace gasoline. I'm wondering if deep in the agenda here on some level is political cover for Russia, which has used its gas production power as a bit of a weapon over Eastern and Western Europe. Do you think that by assembling this group of countries together, that Russia sort of buries its own political mission inside this more loosely organized forum of, hey, let's develop more gas?
Well, you know, it's when it comes to energy, there's always a gray line between economic objectives and political objectives when it comes to Russia, and there's no doubt about that. I mean, at this point, Russia is absolutely clearly stating that they want this forum to be, if you like, more of an investment club, a group of countries that can share the cost of developing technologies, etc., and they're absolutely steering away from any suggestion that this could be used as more of a, if you like, a political structure to try and influence supply and pricing. And absolutely, there's no way they could do that at this point. The industry is just not developed enough. But, you know, it's obviously given the legacy of issues such as the dispute with Ukraine only a couple of years ago. And, of course, there's a possibility of a repeat of that dispute this at the end of this month as Russia is again fighting with Ukraine over unpaid bills. But, you know, so people are, consumer countries are certainly concerned about that. And one of the reasons why Russia is keen to have this forum in place is they're basically saying, look, you know, we can be a reliable energy partner group, we can develop more bigger volumes of it, but still, you know, I think that there's this legacy, as it were, of Russian action still there.
And it's wrong to compare the gas forum to OPEC, and that's great context. Chris Wiefer is a chief strategist at the Moscow-based Uralsib capital firm. He joined us from London. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.